In Severn Township, the more things changed, the more they remained the same. Incumbent Mayor Mike Burkitt was seeking his fourth term tonight and won a handy victory over his lone rival, Mark Gibbons. Burkitt garnered 3,740 votes, while Gibbons managed 535 votes. And, in an upset that will likely be the talk of this municipality, Judith Cox took the deputy mayor position from incumbent Jane Dunlop. The unofficial count was Judith Cox garnering 2,372 votes, narrowly edging Dunlop's 1,927. Cox was euphoric about the results when reached soon after they were announced. "I am just so excited," she told Aurelia Matters. "I worked hard for this, and the people said yes, and I am so proud to represent them again and be a deputy mayor again. I work hard, I volunteer all through the township, I listen, I care, and people know that. Severn matters to me so much. When you are out there, speaking to people, and helping them, then they are there for you when the time comes, and you knock on that door." Cox is also thrilled about working with the new council. "I am looking forward to the new council, it's a really good team. We need to be cohesive and work together, and start to get to know each other." Being back on county council is another thing Cox is looking forward to, and she also has some key priorities for the new Severn Council that she is thinking about. "We have the budget coming up, and a new strategic plan. Those are the most important things in the next couple of months, and then we will see where we all are," Cox said. Dunlop was understandably downcast but accepting tonight, after the results were made public. "I did everything I was supposed to do, I worked hard, there wasn't anything more I could have done. The people choose and that just means there is something better in front of me," she said. Dunlop said during her door knocking, she heard from a lot of people that, they are not happy with the level of service from the township. They are worried about short-term rentals, lack of OPP presence, there were a lot of concerns brought to me. "I will bring my concerns to the SOW at Severn, and they can do the work. They have a lot of work to do," Dunlop said of the new Severn Council. "Meantime," said Dunlop, "she will take a holiday and regroup." Burkitt said he is looking forward to his fourth term as mayor. "Annexation is looming," said Burkitt, "that's one of the things that made me run again. The friends I have made over last 12 years, I hope they will help, and we can convince the province we don't need annexation. Roads, high-speed internet, and a new community center for the fast-growing West Shore community are other issues Burkitt listed as high priority. "I am so excited, I am looking at my council and can't be happier. We are going to accomplish a lot. I want to sit down with the new council and see what their hopes and aspirations are, and work as team with staff. We have three new faces on council, and I really want to sit down with them and hear what they would like to see as well," mused Burkitt. In other Severn Township results, Mark Taylor in Ward 1, and novice Philip Brennan in Ward 3, were acclaimed, as was Jim McIntyre in Ward 5. As Judith Cox left her council seat to vie for the deputy mayor position, newcomer Dan Jansen was able to win in Ward 2. In Ward 4, Councillor Ron Stevens did not seek re-election, and will be replaced by newcomer Wanda Minnings, who will take over as councillor.